USA News, I'm Lance Prime. As Title 42 ends at the borders of America at 1 minute before midnight tonight, the surge of humanity rushing our border has many lawmakers worried things are going to get worse. This woman from Eagle Pass, Texas, describes to Fox News what she is witnessing.
We've seen new spots where people are crossing, groups of several hundred. There were 2,000 about 10 miles outside of town the other day, and it's probably where they're going to keep crossing. I think there's a rush to get in.
Republican Tim Dunn is an Arizona state representative.
We've already been inundated for the last 3.5 years, with and so we are at our wits' end. We are at capacity on our NGOs, and so we're working together with the governor and with our local DPS, and just to try to mitigate the situation the best we can, and get them and keep processing and moving them out of our state, because we cannot handle them here in the state, and we're going to keep sending them with our own buses if the CBP can't control it, and moving them on out of the state to a town near you.
Representative George Santos, a Republican from New York, pleaded not guilty yesterday to 13 federal criminal charges. Santos was released on $500,000 bond after he was charged for alleged wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. On a CNN town hall last night, presidential candidate Trump believes the 2020 election was not on the up and up.
He made the comments during Wednesday's CNN town hall event in New Hampshire.
If you look at Truth of Vote, they found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras, where they were stuffing ballot boxes. So with all of that, I think it's a shame that what happened. I think it's a very sad thing for our country.
Trump noted that he would suspend his talk of election fraud during his run for president in 2024 unless he sees election fraud. Trump took questions from local Republicans and undeclared voters ahead of the 2024 GOP primary. I'm Ryan Daniels.
USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Time is running out for the USA to pay her bills.
We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt. And President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Biden and congressional leaders will meet about the debt limit again on Friday. Congress has until June to act. I'm John Schaefer.
An FDA advisory panel yesterday unanimously endorsed making birth control pills available over the counter for the first time. This after 2 days of deliberations over whether patient misuse could lead to more unintended pregnancies. If the FDA follows the recommendation and switches HRA Pharma's O-Pill away from prescription use only, it could expand the availability of birth control and open up more debate over reproductive health in a post-Roe America. J.D. Power announced results from its annual survey. They say customer satisfaction with air travel is way down for the second year in a row. J.D. Power's North American Airline Satisfaction Study sums up what most passengers have experienced: higher ticket prices, crowded planes, and limited options. A Biden administration proposal this week is attempting to counter that, with airlines compensating hindered travelers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.